Moncrief on News Talk.
With all that sunshine, you may well say time to change up the wardrobe. You go to the wardrobe, you get out the white T-shirt and the shirts, but there's stains all over them. What do you do? The garment goddess Laura de Barra is here to tell you. Laura, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
If you have a load of like white T-shirts or shirts and you haven't touched them in months, the stains on them might be past the point of no return.
Never. I always think you can get a white T-shirt back to as good as new with a few simple steps.
Generally speaking, what kind of stains would you be looking at? Are they sweat stains or stains from sunblock and that kind of thing?
Yeah, like usually the reason people throw out white T-shirts is because they get a brown or yellow stain under the armpit, and that's caused by sweat. And it's up because basically we have two types of sweat glands in our body. Ones that come from areas where there's lots of hair have a colour to the sweat, basically. So it'll cause discoloration under the arm, but so does some deodorants. And then you'll also get like an SPF ring usually around the collar or like along the centre of the back of a T-shirt as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah, happens to everyone. And this is why you get yellow pillows. This is why you get yellowing bed linen. It's all due to the type of sweat glands we have in those areas.
Yeah. So just sticking it in the washing machine won't get rid of it.
It actually can set the stain. So I would always make sure that if you've worn SPF or deodorant before you put stuff into the wash, I would spray it with a mix of vinegar and water. I usually do 2 or 3 parts water to 1 part vinegar. I keep a little spray bottle on my washing machine and I'll spray the pits, spray around the neck, and then I'll wash it. If you wash it already and you've got these stains baked into the fabric, you can soak it in vinegar and water. I have a reel pinned to the top of my Instagram and it's a step-by-step tutorial, but it's basically leave it soak in vinegar and water, and then you'll apply like a face mask of bicarbonate water, face mask consistency. Leave that on for about a half an hour to an hour, and then you'll wash in cool water to make sure you don't set the stain, and it'll come out.
Right, okay. But if you have, like, if you haven't baked in the stain and you just spray it with the vinegar, can you just chuck it straight into the washing machine, or does that have to wait?
Yeah, you can throw it in. Or you can spritz it on. I'll usually do it when I take off the garment, and then I'll throw it into my wash bag with the vinegar water on it. And then when you wash with vinegar as well, a lot of people are like, am I going to smell like chips? It dries odorless, so don't worry.
Okay. And is there a particular sort of vinegar you're supposed to use?
Yes. So I prefer to use distilled white vinegar. This is the kind you eat. It's usually about 5% acidity. When you use cleaning vinegar, 8% and over, there's a few things that can happen. It's too harsh for the fibers. You also don't need that strength. And in your washing machine, I wouldn't be using a cleaning vinegar regularly. It can damage the rubber. Distilled white vinegar, 5%, stuff that you eat is exactly what you need.
Okay, all right. And if you're putting it in with other clothes, that won't have an effect, will it, on the other clothes?
No, there's fabrics like that need dry clean only that will be affected by vinegar, but you're not putting them in the washing machine.
Right, okay. Yeah, go on, what were you going to say?
One massive mistake that people make with their whites is they use whitening products. I know this sounds bizarre, but basically when you see anything that has like a promise for whiter whites or brighter whites, they usually have optical brighteners in them, and they don't actually make the fabric cleaner. They actually trick the eye. They play with UV light to make fabrics appear more blue to the eye, which makes people think they're whiter. And that will actually, it's like a layer that goes onto the fabric that dulls it over time. So they'll seem bright after a couple of washes, but they'll actually end up graying over time. So I would avoid whitening. Again, vinegar will actually make whites whiter. Drying in the sun makes whites whiter. Avoiding the dryer makes whites whiter. And definitely ditch fabric softener. This will dull your whites over time.
Okay, everybody hates fabric softener.
I can't stand the stuff.
I'm hearing that a lot.
I am like fabric softener. Yeah, like I just think anything that's designed to stay on fibres, a lot of time it's got animal fats in it as well. People don't realise that if they're vegan or vegetarian. It'll leave something on the fibres. This is why they tell you never use it on baby clothes, for example, because it can reduce how fire protected the fibres are as well. But basically, fabric softener is a residue that will build up over time and it'll shorten the lifetime of the clothes. And I just don't think we need it. I think it's also got a lot of chemicals in it that aren't good for us to be breathing in all day. We're tricked into thinking that something's clean if it smells like this fake clean smell. That's not clean. That's still got something on it.
Yeah. So apart, fabric softener just makes it smell nicer. It doesn't actually soften anything.
No. And if you add this, my favorite fact of fabric softener is you'll watch an ad and it's usually always a specific type of person that is, using the fabric softener. It's like a trope of like the woman in the home doing children's clothes. They tell you not to use it on children's clothes. They tell you on the packet usually not to use it on towels because it affects absorbency, not to use it on bed linen. But they're always pulling towels and bed linen out of the washing machine in the adverts. It drives me nuts. You see like this baby bouncing on some towels and they tell you don't use it on kids' clothes. Don't use it on kids' wear at all. Don't use it on towels. Don't use it on bed linen because it affects how like you will sleep hotter if you use fabric softener on your sheets, because you're not able to have the sweat whipped away from your body. So I think it's a disaster personally. And vinegar will actually soften the clothes. Vinegar will whiten. Vinegar will brighten. Vinegar deodorizes. It's the perfect product. And it's also non-toxic.
And going back to what we where we started, I assume the same rules apply for pillowcases and sheets, you know, if there are those kinds of stains on them.
Yeah, I would sometimes. So your washing machine needs a hot wash every now and then just to kind of like keep it working. Like I would be doing a hot wash every month and I would do my bed linen on a hotter wash and I would add 2 cups of vinegar in there. Basically, you're shedding a lot of stuff in your sleep that you don't even realize, from like sweat, oils, body products, skin cells. You want to give them a good wash and vinegar will brighten those sheets and also just remove what's of you on the sheets and it will give you a much nicer sleep.
And your bed won't smell of chips. That's no.
I mean, I would love a bed.
Yeah, so is it, that might be a strong selling point. Laura Navarra is author of The Garment Goddess. Laura, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.